In this bulletin, a parliamentary committee to investigate whether Australia's contact tracing system can handle coronavirus outbreaks. Germany announces an emergency lockdown to stop the spread of COVID-19. And in tennis, Australian John Millman progresses to the quarterfinals of the Astana Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. An investigation into Victoria's much-criticised contact tracing system has been launched to look into whether the state's team has the capacity to handle new coronavirus outbreaks. The parliamentary committee will be chaired by Reason Party MP Fiona Patten and will provide an initial report to the Legislative Council by the end of November. Opposition health spokeswoman Georgie Crozier says the government's failed hotel quarantine programme sparked Victoria's second wave, but it was its contact tracing system that led to widespread community transmission of COVID-19.
I'm very pleased that this parliamentary inquiry has got the support in the upper house today to look at contact tracing, to get to the bottom of the issues and to give Victorians, all Victorians, the confidence that the contact tracing system is fixed. The Premier says it has been, so it'll be putting to the test whether it has or hasn't.
German authorities are imposing a month-long emergency lockdown in their fight against coronavirus, limiting private gatherings from November the 2nd. Schools, kindergartens and shops are staying open, but leisure activities including theatres, restaurants and gyms are shutting down to stop the spread. Chancellor Angela Merkel says the current situation is different to March, but the country is depending on citizens' cooperation with the rules.
Before I go into detail, I want to describe what makes the current pandemic situation so serious. It's about the speed at which the virus spreads, and it's very high. We are seeing an exponential increase in numbers and figures, double even more rapidly. Today, for example, we had twice as many cases compared to last week.
The heads of Facebook, Twitter and Google have clashed with members of a US Senate panel less than a week before the US election. The technology company's bosses were questioned about their content moderation practices and political bias. The Senate committee is examining a section of a Communications Act which protects companies from liability over content posted by users. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was asked what his platform would do if the US president falsely claimed he'd won the election.
If someone says that they won the election when the result isn't in, for example, we will append a piece of information to that saying that official election results are not in yet. So that way, anyone who sees that post will see that context in line.
The Transport Workers Union is meeting today to discuss how to increase pressure on Australia and Qatar over the alleged mistreatment of female passengers in Doha. The Qatari government is launching an investigation into the invasive examination of women earlier this month after the discovery of a premature baby in a bathroom. Aviation workers say they're prepared to take action against Qatar Airways over the incident, with the airline carrying about a quarter of all passengers in and out of Australia. Turkey's president has accused French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo of attacking him and promoting hatred after it published a cartoon mocking him. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he hasn't looked at the cartoon, but he's called the publication dishonourable. There are concerns the spat could increase tensions between Turkey and France, with a French government spokesman reiterating support for freedom of expression. President Erdogan says he's upset the same magazine has targeted Prophet Mohammed. In tennis, Australian John Millman has moved into the quarterfinals of the Astana Open, defeating Fernando Verdasco of Spain. The 31-year-old secured the win in straight sets in just an hour and 22 minutes on court Kazakhstan tournament. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 32. Adelaide, showers increasing, 21. Melbourne, showers developing, 21. In Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 19. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, showers, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, possible shower or storm, 21. Cairns, sunny, 33. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 33. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.